Genesis chapter 3. Everybody look at it. Genesis chapter 3. I'm going to read to you this morning some scripture. And then I want you to think about this thought. The devil's best sermon. The devil's best sermon. Did you know the devil's a preacher? Sure he sure is. He preaches. He preaches the wrong thing, but he preaches. A lot of preachers preach the wrong thing. And the devil is a preacher. And he preached a sermon to our first great, 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 great grandma. Her name was Eve. All right. They said, we know God made Adam late in the afternoon because it was a little before Eve. But they said that God named, some of you dumb blondes will get that in a few minutes or something. You're just sitting there like, went right over your head, man. But said God made Adam first so Adam would have a chance to say something. Because he knew when she got here, he wouldn't have a chance. God made Adam first because he didn't want nobody telling him how to make it. She'd have said his nose is too big or, you know, he's too short or too fat or too tall or something. But anyway, God did make Adam. He did make Eve. He placed them in the Garden of Eden. And the devil comes here and tempts the woman. She's down here shopping. She don't want to buy nothing. She's just looking around. I've heard that before, ain't you? When they say that, son, you better grab your billfold and get them credit cards and hide them. Cut them up. She's got that number memorized. And Eve, she's down here looking around like this. And there's the tree there that they're not supposed to eat. And all of a sudden the devil just pops up and starts talking to her. And he hadn't changed his sermon one bit from then to now. He's still telling people the same thing. Let's read it. Genesis 3 verse 1. Now the serpent, that's a picture of Satan here, was more subtle, smart, sneaky, that's what that means, than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he, the devil, said unto the woman. That's very significant. You know, the devil still talks to women. He talks to men too, but he talks straight to the women, and then the women talk to the men and mess them up. And that's right, boy. That's what, and sitting in soap operas all day long, the devil just talking to you. Ain't the devil? This girl told me, she said, every time I go to work, they play that rock music, that country music. There, she said, them songs just talk to me. She said, them songs, that sounds like me. That's just what I'm going through. That's me. See, that's the devil talking to you. That's the devil talking to you. I'll guarantee you, some old country singer will write a song that sounds like just what you're going through. Well, but I love him, but I don't love him, and he's got my heart, and he's got my ring, and he, you know. Oh, yeah, the devil talks. The devil talks right through them songs. Right through them songs. And so that's how he preaches today. He come to Eve straight to her in the Garden of Eden. He talks to you today through TV and through the world, people you work with, and through his demons, and through music. That's how the devil preaches. Now let's look and see what he said. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, there's where she messed up. What should she have done? Turn around and walked off. You start carrying on a conversation with the devil, guess who's going to win? He's a lot smarter than you are. We may eat of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, here's what the devil says, ye shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day that ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods. See, he thinks there's a lot of gods. He believes the same thing as John Kerry. You know, everybody's God, same as good as anybody else's. Everybody prays on God. That's what the devil believes. Knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes. See, the devil's going to show you something that's pleasant to your eyes. Isn't that right? The devil ain't going to come to you. Madness, people. The devil ain't going to come to you with a pitchfork and horns and big ugly face. Like, ah, I'm a devil. Come, I'll take you to hell. He ain't going to do that. There ain't nobody go with him. The devil will come out and turn and say, hi, big guy. You know, that's the devil talking. That's the devil talking. I don't know where that come from. But, somebody said that to me one time. That's where it come from. That's where the devil, that's where the devil talks to you. That's where the devil comes to you, boy. The devil comes to you like, hey, you know, see, something pleasing, pleasant to the eyes. He ain't stupid. I mean, if you was the devil, would you come up and jingle change in somebody's face and smell like brimstone? Of course not. You'd put the prettiest face on there you could possibly put on. I mean, you'd put Britney Spears right here, and you'd put Justin Timberlake over here, and the devil's right behind him saying, looky here what I'll give you. That's the way the devil works. That's the devil. The devil says, here, smoke this, you'll feel good. Take this, man, it'll fix all your problems. Drink this, man, you'll drink your trouble away. Yeah, and when you sober up, your trouble's about 10 times worse, too. He always tells you the first part, and he don't ever tell you that second part. Ain't that right? Listen, he's talking to us today, brother. He's talking to us. God, he told him. Now, look at verse number 6. Since she saw it was pleasant to the eye, and a tree to be desired to make one wise. See, there's where you get in trouble. You say, I'm going to get me some more education. Ain't nothing wrong with education if it's according to the Word of God. If it's against the Bible, it ain't education. It's damnation. She took the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave it to her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were opened. And they knew that they were naked, and sewed fig leaves together, and made themselves aprons. Now, there's so much in that I can't even begin to touch it. They realized they were naked. They didn't realize their nakedness until they sinned. They were like little babies. They didn't even realize it. And somebody said, "Well, Adam's apple." You know, they call this your Adam's apple, but that ain't what that is, and that ain't what that was. One old preacher got up and he said, "Bless God, if eating apples makes people realize their nakedness, we ought to price a bucket of them." But it wasn't an apple. More scripturally, it would be a grape. The fruit of the vine, more scripturally. I don't know where the Adam's apple, they'd say that thing come from. But then they sowed fig leaves, got them some leaves, and made them little stuff like Tarzan and Jane wares. And they had it like to, they said one time Adam come in one day, he was really mad, and he said, "Son, I'm so mad your mama's put my shirt in a salad again today." But that's what they done. They tried to cover themselves up with their nakedness with them leaves. But anyway, I want to say something about that this morning and talk to you about the devil's best sermon. The devil, of course, is a preacher. He never lets up in preaching. He's been preaching the same sermon for 6,000 years. He's kept it up. Hell is being enlarged this morning of people who are going to hell after listening to the devil preach all of their life. He's a preacher. He has preachers out preaching for him. Like people like Mick Jagger, Howard Stern, Madonna, and fools like that. They're out there preaching the devil's sermon. Just like God has Billy Graham, Billy Sunday, people like that. God's got preachers all over the place saying, "Preach my word." The devil's got people out preaching his word. People on TV and trying to get converts and take them to hell. Now, a lot of people think if a man's not a preacher, he's always preaching the right thing. The devil don't preach the right thing. You know who one of the greatest preachers the world's ever seen was? Hitler. Adolf Hitler. He's one of the best preachers you ever heard. He preached entirely wrong. Everything he said was wrong, but I'm talking about just being able. Have you ever heard Hitler preach? And I don't know German, but you can feel something. I seen one of those old documentaries one time, and all them Germans was out there, like 10 million of them, man. And they was all out there going, "Hur!" Whatever they do, like that right there. And oh, he got up there and he said, "What if it's slavery?" I might have cussed in German right then. I have no idea. But I'm telling you, man, you could feel some kind of power over that crowd. And he goes, "Lord, I wish I knew what he is saying. I thought people start going to the altar. I didn't know." But I'm telling you, that dude could preach. I mean, he had some power. He had some authority. And the devil's got all kinds of them like that. The devil's got all kinds of them like that. They'll get up there and they'll preach, you know, like old David Drunk, the drunk. David the drunk on TV, Letterman. And the old sots like that, and Big Jaw Leno, and all of them, they're preaching. They're preaching. You can hear it coming through. You can hear it coming through. When a young lady gets in trouble, her friends, the devil preaches through them, say, "Why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? Why don't you do that?" Boys preach to their girlfriend. The devil says, tells it to them, "Why don't we do this? Why don't you do that? Don't matter what your parents say, do this, do that." That's the devil preaching. But I want to say three things about this morning, and then we'll go. I want to say, first of all, here's what the devil preaches. Number one, his first foremost, what did he say to Eve? Very first thing. He preaches, you listening? that God's word is not true. That's what the devil preaches. He come to Eve, and the first thing said was, "Yea, hath God said." Let me down just one hair, Brother Mike. The devil preaches that Bible is not true. See? God told Adam and Eve, He said, "Now listen." He said, "Don't you eat of that tree right there." He said, "You can anything else? Don't do that." And the devil comes along. The first thing he said was he put a question mark on the Word of God. If the devil can make you start doubting what's in that book, he's already got his foot in the door. If the devil... Have you ever had these crazy thoughts? Here's somebody say, "Well, how do you know it's really true?" You know where that comes from? That comes from Satan himself. The devil put a question mark on the Word of God. People, this book right here was here before your great-grandma was born. This book right here has been tried and proven. This book right here, they've never found a mistake in it and proved it one time. And the first thing the devil will do is try to tell you that that book ain't true. That's the first thing he'll say. "You don't really believe that, do you?" And he's talking about the movie, The Passion of Christ, in Sunday school a while ago. All these news commentators get on there and everything and say, "Well, people who take the Old Testament literally..." Can't you hear that coming to them? Hear that serpent? Hear that devil coming to them? Guy got on there, and one guy got on TV, and he said, "Well, we don't really take the Old Testament literally." Hear that? That's the devil coming through. That's the devil coming. "Yea, hath God said." Yea, hath God said. Did God really? Didn't man just write the Bible? That's the devil. How do we know? Over here at the college, right over yonder, we had a lady go to college there one time. She told me, she said, "Brother Danny," she said, "the first day in college, my professor got up, and he said, now with this class, I don't know what it was, psychology or something. He said, 'I'm going to consider myself a failure if I don't cause you to doubt the existence of God discourse.'" Hear that, Satan? That's the devil coming right through him. The devil coming right. I don't care if he's got enough degrees to pop a thermometer. I don't care if he's been to school 100 years, brother. When a man puts a question mark on that word, he's not helping you. That's the devil talking through him. "Yea, let God be true and every man a liar." He put a question mark on the Word of God. He preaches that what God said about the new birth is not true. Jesus said you must be born again. The devil comes along and says, "As long as you're a good person, you'll go to heaven when you die." A lot of people believe that. Most people in this town believe that. You say you're going to heaven? "Well, I think I am. I'm a pretty good person. I live a pretty good life." The devil's done preached to them. They didn't listen to them. You don't go to heaven because you've lived a pretty good life. I'm going to tell you something. You ain't lived a pretty good life. You just wicked as the rest of us. You just hide it real good. Ain't that right? You just a big hypocrite. God don't be... Listen, people, don't... I've been doing this for 30 years. I'm going to tell you something, brother. Every one of us in here just as rotten as a scoundrel. Our sins are wicked. I'd hate to know what you thought this week and put it up here on a screen. No way in the world would we allow that. We are not going to heaven because we live a good life. Jesus said you must be born again, and it's a devil tells people that. I'm going to tell you something else. He preaches that what God said about fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness is not true. See, we always tell young people this. We say, "Young people, be careful who you run around with because it'll rub off on you." You know what the devil says? "It don't matter. It don't matter who you hang around with." And I've said it 1,000 times, and I'm going to say it till I die. If the Lord give me strength, you listen to me. All you young people hearing me, preach to young people last Sunday morning, you listen to me. I can tell you what you are or what you're going to become by the people that you hang around with. Whoever you hang around with, if you're going to be like them. I've heard people say, "Now, I hang around with those so-and-so, and they all drink and stuff, but I don't. They're just friends with them." You mark it down. I'm telling you right now, sooner or later, that book said, "Can two walk together, except they be a thief?" They're going to give in to you, or you're going to give in to them. You cannot hang around somebody and it not rub off on you. Amen. Amen. Give me a pen. Give me something to write with. Right? Ain't a person in here got me. There you go. Thank you, brother. All right. Now, see that there? Let's just say that's company at school. And I hang around them. Oh, looky there. Looky there what it's doing. It's getting off on me. I can't do that without it. Somebody said, "Well, I can touch that pen and it don't bother me a bit." Oh, yeah? Says a girl one time said she was going to a dance. And she's going to this dance, and her daddy told her, he said, "Now, honey, there's the wrong kind of people hang out at dances, and they're drinking, stuff like that. Said, you don't need to be going to places like that. She said, Daddy, it won't bother me. She said, I can go there, do a part of that, and come back and it not rub off on me. He said, go over and pick me up something out of the fireplace. She went over to the fireplace, picked him up a coal like that, and he said, now put it down. She put it down, he said, now let me see your hand. She put her hand up, had black stuff on her fingers. He said, that's the way bad company is. They'll smut you every time. You can't touch that stuff without it rubbing off on you. You might think you can. You might claim you can. You might think, well, I can go to these dirty movies. I can hang around these people and it don't bother me. But it's just like touching the coal. It will rub off on you. The devil's what tells you it ain't going to bother you. It will bother you. It will bother me. You cannot hang out with the wrong crowd and expect not to be influenced by it. Amen? Listen, the juvenile centers and the youth prisons and the prison over here at High Rise is filled with young men this morning that thought you could hang out with the wrong crowd and it not get you in trouble. They listen to the devil's preaching. They listened to the devil, and the devil said, you can do whatever you want to do, and it won't bother you. It will bother you. You are influenced. You hang around a crowd like right here, it'll start rubbing off on you. Did you know if you hang around this church, I talked to somebody the other night, his family's been coming here to church. He said, yeah, I hear they've been hanging around out over at your church. And I said, you know what'll happen? You hang around here long enough, you'll catch yourself wanting to read your Bible. You'll catch yourself saying, man, I need to pray before I go to bed tonight. You'll catch yourself saying, that's why it's so important to hang around with the right crowd. You young men on Friday night, don't go out there with a bunch of people raising Cain. Get with your Christian friends. Do something for God. Listen, the devil will tell you that it don't matter who you run around with, and it does matter. Amen. Amen? He preaches that there's no wages of sin. He preaches that you can hang out with anybody and it don't matter. The devil preaches that what God says about hell is not true. The devil will preach to you and he'll say, there's no such thing as hell. There's not really hell. There's no such place as hell. He's a liar. That's the devil's sermon. The devil's preaching is, hell, there is no such place as hell. How many of you have ever had this thought come out of the clear blue sky and something says, aw, it ain't really that bad. There's not really a hell. We're really going to burn forever and ever and ever. I thought that. That's the devil talking to you. That's the devil talking to you. Let me tell you something. God said in His Word that there's a blistering, burning like a fire. And people are there this morning screaming for one drop of water on their tongue. There is a hell. There is a hell. That's what keeps me going. I'll be honest with you. I've been through a lot of trouble since I've been preaching. Son, I'm telling you, I've been saved a long time. And what keeps me going is deep, 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 way deep. Down inside me, I think of one little boy or little girl that might miss hell because of this preaching. And that's what the fire in me that keeps me going. Keep somebody out of that fire down there. The devil preaches that what God said about hell is not true. Let me tell you something else. Secondly, this morning, the devil preaches this. The devil teaches that you will not die if you sin. The devil told Adam and Eve, thou shalt not surely die. See, God told them. He said, if you eat of that tree there, you're going to die. The devil comes along and said, you ain't going to die. He completely contradicted God. First thing he did is he put a question mark on it. Then he got a little braver and contradicted it. First time thing he said to Eve was, yea, hath God said. You reckon that's really true? Did God really say that? You really believe the Bible? Then the next time he gets a little braver and said, you're not going to die. God told Eve, if you eat that fruit, you'll die. The devil comes along and said, no, you won't. Anytime somebody, something, book, movie, people you work with goes contrary to this book, it's Satan preaching through them to you. Amen. He preaches wages of sin. He preaches that you can live in sin and you won't have to pay in order or reap what you sow. The Bible said in Galatians 6 and verse 7 and 8, be not deceived, God is not mocked. Everybody listen to me, be not deceived. Be not deceived. I hear people all the time say, well, so-and-so's out here living like the devil. Nothing bad ever happens to them. You just hang around a while. You just watch it a while. The chickens will come home to roost after a while. You cannot go against that word right there and not pay a consequence down the road somewhere. Somewhere, sooner or later, you say, well, I know people's living like a devil, Brother Danny, and they're prospering all of you. Just hang around a while. You just keep watching. It'll happen. It'll happen. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. God is not mocked. You young people think you've got it hid from your parents? I'm telling you something. God is not mocked. You think you've got it hid from your mom and daddy? You think you've got it hid from your boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, and wife? Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. He preaches no wages of sin. See, the Bible said, Ecclesiastes 8 and verse 11, it said, because vengeance is not executed speedily on an evil work, the heart of the sons of men are setting them to do evil. That verse says, just because something bad don't happen the very next day, people think I got away with it. That's what they think. I got away with it. Boy, I told somebody, they said, boy, so-and-so don't know, so-and-so don't know. You ain't getting away with nothing. This man one time, he said he's out, he's stealing watermelons, and he shows up, and he said, now let me tell you how to steal these watermelons. He said, all you got to do is get down like this, and look way, and look this way, and look this way, and look that way. Nothing coming? And he grabbed one. And his little boy pulled his coat like that, and he said, Daddy, Daddy. He forgot to look up. See, you hang over, look way, nobody, this way, nobody, this way, nobody, look up, uh-oh, somebody's looking at me, and he's looking at you, no matter how dark it is, he's looking at you, no matter how loud the music is, he's looking at you, no matter how drunk you are, he's looking at you. That's a scary thought, man. That means nobody getting away with nothing. God's merciful and we all sin. Thank God for His mercy. He's been good to me. He's been merciful. But if you'll repent and your attitude's right, God will have mercy on you. But I'm going to tell you something this morning. If you get down and waller in it, and you just deliberately say, I don't care what the preacher says. I don't care what the Bible says. I don't care. You will pay a consequence for that sin. Now listen, as long as your conscience is bothering you and you're repenting and you're trying to push yourself toward God, then okay, you'll be all right. I don't care if you fall 100 times. If you repent and get up and serve God, you're okay. But I'm going to tell you, buddy, if you just sit down and say, I don't care what nobody says, I'm just going to live like a devil, you fix and set yourself up for a good whooping.
That's right.
Amen? He said that you will not die if you sin. Number three, and I'll hurry. The devil teaches that individuals can save themselves from sin. See, the first thing the devil said is, put a question mark on the Word of God. Second thing he said, he denied any danger in sin. The third thing he said, he went so far as to say, you'll be better off if you do this. You shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Man, he's got nerve, ain't he? The nerve of the devil to tell Eve, disobey your Creator. He didn't really mean that, did he? Then he went a step further saying, it won't hurt you. He even went a step further and said, you'll be better off if you'll do this. You know, there's people actually believe that they'll be better off if they go out and do something wrong. Man told me, he said, I can find God better when I'm high. When I smoke pot, I can just see all kinds of things in the Bible. I bet you can. You find something, but it ain't God. Smoking pot don't open up your spirit to God Almighty. It opens up your flesh to demons. Did you hear me? You find the wrong spirit, brother. That ain't God. Amen? Like somebody said one time, they come out with these dumb articles every now and then. Somebody come out with a big article and it said, what is alcoholism? What causes alcoholism? What causes alcoholism? And they pay millions of dollars to do big studies on what causes... Listen, retard. You know what causes alcoholism? Alcohol! Ha! You don't have to be a genius. You say, no, Brother Danny, I know people that drink and ain't alcoholic. I bet you ain't never met an alcoholic that didn't drink. Have you ever met anybody that didn't drink as an alcoholic? No. What causes alcohol? You nut? Alcohol causes alcoholism. Don't drink, you ain't going to be one. Quit drinking and eat one no more. It's not a sickness. If alcoholism is a sickness, it's the only one sickness you go to the store and buy in a bottle. Like I'm going to go buy me a ball of cancer and drink it. No, listen, brother. That ain't a sickness, brother. It's a sin. That's a devil telling you that. He preaches that individuals can save themselves. He preaches that you can, without in yourself, become as gods. Like the Mormon church teaches, Church of Latter-day Saints. That's what they teach. Heaven and hell are not real. Eating fruit would make her more like God. He said, you'll actually be more wise and be as gods if you'll just eat this fruit. That's the devil preaching. He'll come along with something bad and say, you know what? If you had an affair, it would actually make your marriage better. How stupid can you get? That's like saying, you know, take a knife and cut your head off and you'll look, well, that might be true. Let me think of something else. Like that one fellow told that guy, he said, "Is that your face or did your neck fell up?" But you know what? He'll tell you you'll be better off if you sin. You won't be better off. You'll be worse off. Let me ask you a question. Was Adam and Eve better or worse off after they did this? So they was laying at night in a bed of lilies in a perfect garden with a perfect environment where the temperature was there and didn't have to work and everything, and laid there in perfect ecstasy 24 hours a day and playing with animals and eating whatever they wanted and never had a problem. Brother, as soon as they did that, they got run out of the Garden of Eden, and their curse of sin came on their kids, and it ain't been nothing but heartache and death and sorrow and sickness and war ever since. You ain't going to be better off. You ain't going to be better off. Let me ask you a question this morning. The devil been preaching to you? I'll bet you there's somebody here this morning, the devil's preaching to you through somebody at work. Been telling you. And you know good and well that what they're telling you is wrong. You know it's wrong. You know it's wrong. But you're listening. And every week, you'll go in tomorrow morning and they'll say, "Well, you going with us Friday night?" And then my face will pop in your head saying, "Please go sing in the choir." And the devil will say, "Ye shall be as gods if you'll go with us Friday night. Ye shall have fun." And you'll make up your mind if you're going to listen to the devil preaching. The devil's best sermon is, number one, "God really say that?" Number two, "You ain't going to die. It ain't going to hurt you. Sin a little bit." Number three, "You'd even be better off if you'd sin a little bit once in a while." Devil been preaching to you? Has the devil been preaching to you, ladies? Has the devil been preaching to you, young men, teenagers, boys, girls, men? If he has this morning, I'd get out of my seat. And I'd come down here at this altar this morning and I'd say, "Lord, help me not to listen to the devil." Let's stay our heads and pray.